92.7.
Well, some of us might need professional intervention when it comes to our mental health. Experts say getting back to basics can do wonders for day-to-day maintenance. Having spent October examining mental health here in our country, healthcare providers are reminding us of the need to get back to basics. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
Luc Lamprecht is a Master of Sciences in Child Health, specializing in neurodevelopment.
There are some very easy mental health interventions that people can use. Number one is eat properly. Okay, so you've got to feed your brain. And that means no sad diet, standard American diet, no fast foods, ultra-processed foods. Because remember, your gut microbiome is directly linked to your brain. Serotonin production, that's why we call it the mini brain.
And Luc says we need to exercise.
Secondly, you need to move. We know that high-intensity movement improves both mood and memory.
On the sleep front, we need to make a concerted effort.
You want to sleep properly. Okay, so those are the three basics you've got to get right. Because remember, even if you have a mental illness, you can have good mental health. And even if you don't have a mental illness, you can have bad mental health. Okay, so it's largely lifestyle related. And the modern world is not designed for us to be mentally healthy. In fact, it's not even designed for us to be physically healthy, frankly.
Ronelle Price-Hughes is a child psychiatrist at Tara Hospital.
A lot of families have moved away from having that sort of one meal a day where everyone comes together and there's no interruption from a phone or devices.
She says quality time together provides a safety net that could make all the difference further down the line.
We must not underestimate the value of that family time, because those conversations that you can have around the table, you know, the sort of the discussions, the debates, the talking about your day, that is the basis for a stronger parent-child relationship. And that relationship is going to help a parent later.
Dr. Shai Friedland is a clinical psychologist here in Joburg. He says we mustn't underestimate the importance of socializing.
One of the worst things you can do for your mental health is withdraw all the time, is isolate all the time. The more you withdraw, the more you isolate, the more you set yourselves up for having low moods. But also, people use withdrawal and isolation as a tactic, as a coping mechanism to deal with anxiety.
Anyone wanting help or advice on mental health can contact SADAG's 24-hour call center free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.